T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning Take, talking politics here in Minnesota with our friend Blois Olson. Hi, Blois. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
T-Paw, what's the deal there? Is he running or not?
He's going to run. He's going to announce in the next couple days. He gave what I think is probably his last speech before he's a candidate on Friday to a group of Southwest Metro Chamber members at the Edina Country Club. It was the theme of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, but he struck a campaign theme while I was there listening. One line was, some people want to do it the right way or the left way. I want to find a new and better way. You can kind of see that starting to form a campaign speech. And then he says that most Americans and most Minnesotans question they're asking themselves right now is there a place for my family and my children in this economy? So it was different, a little different than the speech he gave last fall, in that it sounded a little more political. And so I would expect him to announce here either today or tomorrow. They're very tight-lipped. He's running a very tight ship, but there's a fundraising deadline coming up, and sources say that he wants to show $1 million in the bank to kind of clear the Republican field.
Is he different now than when he first ran in Minnesota?
He seems to have a little different energy. He speaks a little differently, and I'm not talking about that drawl that may have showed up in his presidential race. I'm talking about the way he talks about business and the economy, and these are definitely big ideas that he's talking about. And if you think about his term as governor, you know, he had a lot of budget deficits, and there weren't a lot of big ideas that he could run on, nor is Minnesota have a history of people running on huge ideas. And so I think that's his strategy. It'll be interesting to see what voters think.
What was the media scrum at the Edina Country Club?
A few other reporters were there. He, you know, started to introduce himself to people he didn't know within the media. And then when asked if he was going to make news, he said no, but very soon, very soon. So he knew his announcement that he was getting in the race was imminent.
Tell me about Mike Pence, the vice president, coming to town. Why?
Well, somebody found a sponsored ad for an event next week. The problem was it said Tuesday, March 28th. Well, March 28th is a Wednesday, so we don't know if it's the 27th or the 28th, but he'll be in town. We know he's going to North Dakota, so it would be natural for him to stop here, and he wants to kind of, I think, do a little rally or an event around the tax cut bill and try to continue the momentum. Republicans feel that that tax cut bill will ultimately be one of the key things that helps them maintain some of the majorities they have this year.
What's the Minnesota Association for Justice press conference about today, Blois?
It's about boat insurance and making sure that your boat insurance covers injuries. And it's going to feature Courtney Godfrey, that Channel 9 reporter who lost a leg last year in a boating accident. And they're going to push some legislation requiring certain kinds of boat insurance to have certain sort of coverages. It'll be interesting to see if there's very much pushback from insurance companies, et cetera.
Did Lindsey Graham not know who our senator was here in Minnesota?
Yeah, this came out from The View. Tina Smith was on The View on Friday. We have a link to watch the clip in the Morning Take today if people want to do it. But before the State of the Union, apparently she asked if Tina Smith was some other senator's wife. And she said, no, I'm the newest senator from Minnesota, to which he apparently responded. And Smith says out loud, oh, I must have my head up my blank today. And so a colorful moment, but I think it's one of those pieces you'll hear weaved into this Me Too year of people running, women running for office. That'll be part of the theme that we need more women in the Senate. We need to keep women in the Senate.
A lot of us have driven on Highway 2, but I'm expecting nobody's ever gotten a call from President Trump before while they're driving on that highway. Tell us about that.
Probably not. Pete Stauber got one on Friday. President Trump called him. The 8th district remains probably a top 5 race in the country that Republicans and Democrats are looking at now that it's an open seat with Rick Nolan's retirement. And Stauber got a call saying from Trump saying he was committed to making the 8th District red, and then it was a top race that he was keeping his eye on. Stauber appears to be the only Republican that's going to run there. Meanwhile, DFLers have a five-way race, and mining remains a huge issue up there, and people are comparing it to Pennsylvania 18 because that race had mining jobs in it as well, and Democrats found a way to upset Republicans last week in that district.
What are you watching today, Blaise, over at the state capitol?
You know, it seems to be quieting down, but part of that is this week is the first committee deadline. So policy bills have to make it through their first committee this week to be considered. And so things like that cell phone bill that passed last week, things like that. But what bills are going to race to the finish line to try to get done? There's still more try to get done this session than I think legislators or anybody thought there would be. And so are they willing to kind of pack it in and try to do even more of this session?
Boy, there's so much to talk about today. I encourage you to go to Blaise's email and link up to that. How do they do that, Blaise?
If they go to WCCO.com/BLOIS, there's a link to subscribe right there. And if you sign up by 6:45, you can watch that Tina Smith clip from The View. And there's a few other good fun things here.
Have a great weekend or week, Blaise. I won't let you.
Week.
Yeah,
have a weekend.
Great week.
I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, Dave.
Yeah.
6:20, same time.
Oh, yeah. I got to be here Tuesday.
All right. Unless I'm getting a call later that I'm unaware of.
No. Apparently, I'm unaware of a lot of things. Hey, you have a great day. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
6:27, 34 overcast. North winds at 9 CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.